This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today underlined that climate change and energy transitions are global concerns and international partnership is critical for promoting the impact of green hydrogen on decarbonisation. Addressing the International Conference on Green Hydrogen virtually, the Prime Minister highlighted that scaling up production, minimising costs and building infrastructure can progress faster through cooperation. He also emphasised that there is a growing realisation that climate change is not just a matter of the future, as its impact is being felt here and now. Mr. Modi said that energy transition and sustainability have become central to global policy discourse, highlighting that India is committed to creating a cleaner and greener planet. Mr. Modi noted that the country is the first among G20 nations to fulfill its Paris commitments on green energy. He mentioned that these commitments were met 9 years ahead of the 2030 target. In Jammu and Kashmir, a Border Security Force BSF personnel was injured when Pakistani troops resorted to unprovoked firing on Indian posts in violation of a ceasefire agreement along the border in the wee hours today. Our correspondent reports that the alert BSF troops also retaliated, but the casualties on the Pakistani side were not known immediately. A BSF spokesperson said at about 2:35 a.m., an incident of unprovoked firing in the Akhnoor sector from across the border happened, which was befittingly responded by the BSF. One BSF personnel sustained injuries in the Pakistani firing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida today. The theme of the three-day event is Shaping the Semiconductor Future. The conference will showcase India's semiconductor strategy and policy, which envisions making India a global hub for semiconductors. The Prime Minister chaired the Semiconductor Executives Roundtable at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. He stressed that India has the capability to become a trusted partner in a diversified semiconductor supply chain. Top semiconductor CEOs spoke to media after meeting the Prime Minister and praised him for his leadership. The second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation will begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The International Civil Aviation Organization and the Ministry of Civil Aviation are co-hosting the two-day event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release an installment of 2,745 crore rupees to lakhs of beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana in Jamshedpur, Jharkhand, on the 15th of this month. Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan said this during a meeting of Rural Development Ministers of States through video conferencing yesterday. Mr. Chauhan said acceptance letters will be distributed to all the targeted beneficiaries. Russia has launched its largest naval drill in decades, involving all five fleets. The Ocean 2024, which began yesterday, will be held simultaneously in the Pacific and Arctic Oceans, as well as the Mediterranean, Caspian and Baltic Seas. Russian President Vladimir Putin made the announcement during a virtual meeting, stressing the need for the country to be prepared for any scenario amid growing geopolitical tensions. Newly elected UN General Assembly UNGA President Philemon Yang has called for deeper international cooperation to address pressing global challenges such as climate change, escalating conflicts and a slowdown in sustainable development. Mr. Yang said this in his opening remarks at the commencement of the 79th session of UNGA in New York yesterday. Indian benchmark equity indices were trading flat in today's early trade following weak global cues from US and Asian markets. Sensex was up 69 points or 0.09% to trade at 81,990 and Nifty was up 29 points or 0.12% at 25,070 points when the reports last came in. In hockey, defending champions India will take on last edition's runners-up Malaysia in the third match of Men's Asian Champions Trophy Tournament in Ulaanbaatar, China, today. The 45th FIDE Chess Olympiad will begin in Hungary's capital Budapest today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.